Get it back, Eddie.
Welcome.
Light him up, Eddie.
To Triple M's Crowcast.
Kick the goal, Eddie Betts.
With Jarz and Louie.
Oh, he's a marvellous football player.
Good afternoon, Crows fans. Jarz and Louie here from the Rush Hour 104.7. Say hello to you, brethren.
G'day, Crows fans. We've had a wonderful year. We've got two more games to go. Friday night, a very, very big test. And looking forward to seeing you all there on Friday night, Adelaide Oval, Lou, against your mob.
Rush hour clap, top two sewn up. Well done. Home finals here come. I'll tell you what. We tried to get Rory Atkins. He's doing business course.
Yeah,
nice to have a plan B. Mm. I really admire
and
the young
that
man.
Was?
Yeah. So we are now going to give you the one and only Richie Douglas, who is enjoying a stellar season. Yeah. Look out for the end. I try and offer an inducement.
You did too.
To Dougie for coming on this show for nothing, but he quickly backs the truck up on me awfully fast.
He did a little Donald Trump to you.
Do you think that's because I said for the week that maybe I have to just show an allegiance to Sydney?
Absolutely. And you should be showing some allegiance to your old footy club.
Absolutely. All right, so sit back, relax,
come
enjoy
on,
our chat with Richie Douglas. And by the way, get yourselves ready. A massive game coming up on Friday night. And make sure you podcast Jarz's Omens. If you can find that at triplem.com.au, I tell you what, get yourselves ready for that last Saturday in September. I hope I didn't jinx it. Enjoy. The lovely boys, very impressive again on Saturday night. And I mean it with a big compliment because they played lovely football. And when sort of had the question asked a couple of times, just able to respond.
Stay calm.
An extra gear.
Like it.
And a man who's enjoying a fantastic season. And we're about to find out where our relationship is at because we're discussing off air. What is he to us? Well,
nice
he might
close.
Be able to tell us the one and only Richie Douglas. Dougie, welcome to the Rush Hour, and let's ask that question. Where do you sit? We pay three other blokes called Jacobs, Walker and Sloan, yet we feel like we've got a greater connection to you, and we love what you do more.
G'day, boys. Nah, thank you. Nah, I just like to shop myself around. I'd have a bit of a finger in this pie and a bit of double A and just see what's going on, but you boys are one of my favourites, so good to be on.
Very nice.
Well, you never let us down when we're under siege. You're always there for us.
I've spoken to Rat, who was lined up, but according to him, an officialdom, he's doing a business course. Is that no one else's business, is it?
Oh, Rat, he doesn't know what he's doing, let's be honest.
Well, let's talk about the Rat, Dougie. Much made of the Joe Danaher celebration and the little tapping of the Rat's head. Just stood there and took it.
Yep. You should have clipped him.
what do you make of all this stuff? Carl Hooker did one a week or so prior. It's becoming a trend at Essendon. Is it something that's going to catch on, or will somebody snap soon?
Oh, I don't know. I think Rat's a pretty tolerant bloke, but I think he's actually a good match with Joe. They played at junior footy at Strathmore, I think, since I was probably 6 years old and at the Calder Cannon. So he took it in good spirit, but I don't know. It's a bit of fun. Surely we can do a bit of that, can't we?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I love it. I think it's great. Just don't do it to me.
Let's rephrase the question, Dougie. If somebody did it to you and you're losing, how would you go, you reckon?
Probably not so well.
Yeah.
if you're seven goals up, it's fine, isn't it? But if you're under the pump, maybe not so. But it's all meant in good fun, I think.
Yep. Doug, you got the job done against Essendon. What were some of the areas that you need to have a discussion about as a group taking into the Sydney Swans game this Friday night, which is a bit of a grand final rehearsal?
That's been cool, Jarz.
Absolutely. No,
it was a good game. I thought we... first time at Etihad, so it's a bit different, obviously, to playing in outdoors. That's a really fast track. But I thought we controlled momentum of the game quite well, particularly when challenged. You know, they got a few goals in a row a couple of times and the crowd started to get into it. But I thought we were able to just hold the footy and just sort of pick our way through them at times and make them defend and sort of take the pace out of the game, which was really important for us. We probably let ourselves down a few times defensively. They like piercing through the corridor and we probably let a couple through, so we probably need to tighten up on that. But overall, I thought it was a pretty pleasing result. We moved the ball really well and able to score, I think, 20 goals. So, a seven-goal win against a good young side on their home track was a good result.
Yeah, big tick, Dougie. They like to play fast and try and score at the back, and I think you beat them and showed them how to do it properly. Tommy Lynch, does he need to go to where I got my glasses recently from National Pharmacies and get a set done, running into an open goal, closing into about 11.5 metres and missed it? And that's not the first time that's happened either, Dougie.
I probably can't comment on this. I don't know if you remember, but a few years ago, I missed one from closer in. So the funny thing was me and Tommy, he was getting stuck in about my miss probably 2 years ago, the morning of the game, and he's come out and done that just for our time, and I fell to the ground. I was in hysterics.
Yeah,
karma bus out the
poor
front.
Poor Tommy, but he'll be right. He'll have to bounce back.
Hey, mate, Friday night, let's have a bit of a chat about the Sydney Swans, Louis boys. It's going to be a magnificent game. It's going to be good for both sides to see where you both are going in the finals.
Yeah, it's a massive challenge for us. It's one I've really been waiting for and looking forward to. I think last year they embarrassed us in a final up in Sydney, and I think it's fantastic for our young group to see how far we've come in 12 months. I certainly believe we've come a long way and learned a lot. So no greater challenge than Sydney Friday night at home, and we can't wait to test ourselves against probably the best side in the comp at the moment.
Dougie, Tex and Slaney had little scares. Are they pulled up okay so far?
Yeah, they're pretty good. They won't do too much early in the week. We'll have a main session on Wednesday, and they'll do what they need to do to get through that, and I'm sure they'll play Friday night. Obviously, very important players for us, and you know, they want to get some continuity in their footy this time of year. I'm sure they won't want to miss, so they'll do what they need to do to get themselves up, and we'll see them out there Friday night.
And last one, mate, Toby Green, if you missed it, got charged with misconduct for that incident with Luke Dalhouse, which is 2.5 down to 1,500. Do you think the AFL got it right and best to fine first and then put everybody on notice that that move's now illegal?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, probably with his poor record, he's probably gets... I don't know, they draw back on that. I certainly don't think he meant it, but it's just one of those things. If it was a mark, it would have been fine. Because it was a handball, it was probably a bit of a grey one, so it's probably a fair result in the end. I'm sure he didn't mean it, but I wouldn't want to see him miss a game for it, that's for sure.
Worst thing you've had happen to you after a game from a fan, he got a beer tipped on his head. I've had liquid from somebody's bodily functions at at Victoria Park tipped on me.
Yeah, I got spat on by Collingwood supporters at Vic
Park. Dougie, got any stories or tales?
No, not from the showdown. You cop a bit of flack and a bit of bodily fluid, I think. It's happened a few times, but I think generally it's pretty good. But, we don't like to see that too much anymore, do we? But that happens still, unfortunately.
Do you think from a player safety point of view that, and I'm sort of shooting on the run here, that maybe the races need to be a little bit covered just so that you don't get that real animosity and the throwing of things down? Because we see it a lot, especially the verbals that come to teams that have lost.
Yeah, I think probably not. I think just a bit more security along each side of the race will probably be enough. I think that's probably just one or two security guards each side, and that probably will fix it. Yeah. I don't think we need to cover up any races because I don't think that's probably a waste of money, to be honest.
Yeah, no, cool. All right, mate.
Good luck Friday night, great man.
Yeah, you're going well.
Good stuff, boys. No, appreciate it.
Proud of you, mate.
And I'm just off you for the week, mate. Thanks, that's all. Just a week.
All right.
No, good stuff.
Take care. All the
and
best.
What can we give you in return? We have no money, Dougie. So what should we...
He's gone.
He doesn't want to talk cash.
He just hung up on you.
He just doesn't want to talk cash. Is that because I said I was off him for the week?
Correct.
Was going to offer him $5,000, that he's gone.
You lost him.
Thanks for tuning in to the Triple M Crowcast with Jarz and Louis.